أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Well, we're getting close to the end of the month of Ramadan. There's not many days and nights remaining, and so all of us need to buckle up and to realize that the time is coming very close to an end, and that pretty soon the month of Ramadan will have passed from us. And with the passing of the month of Ramadan is the passing of the countless blessings of Allah, the mercy that Allah had showered upon us from the day one of this month will come to an end. The blessings of recitation of the Quran, in which the entire recitation, or rather in which the recitation of one verse was equal to the entire recitation of the entire Quran in any other month, that blessing will come into an end. The blessing of our breathing being glorification will be lost from us. The blessing of sleep being a form of worship will be gone once the new moon for the month of Shawwal is seen and the believers rejoice on the day of Eid. And so we have to appreciate these last days and nights of the month of Ramadan as being ultra important to the believer. We're told in the traditions that when the last 10 nights of the month of Ramadan would come about, that the Messenger of God would change his entire routine. That because these 10 nights are so pivotal in the spiritual progress of a believer, that he would, for example, separate, he would keep that distance away from his family. He would engage in much worship and in much prostration and recitation of the Quran to get closer and even closer to his Lord, although he was at the closest point to Allah, to his Creator. And we see that in the month of Ramadan, those last 10 nights are the most important, because we're told in the traditions that the night of Qadr, the night of power, of grandeur, of majesty, of decree, of determination, that it falls somewhere within the last 10 nights. And we don't know what night that is, but we were given an indication that it was within the last 10 nights of the month of Ramadan. And then we're told further that it is in the odd nights of the month of Ramadan. So anywhere from the 19th to 21st, 23rd, 25th, 27th, or 29th night. And then we have other traditions which break it down to one specific night. But definitely we should not limit ourselves to only one night of worship in the month. Rather, we should take the entire month as an act of worship. The tradition which we would like to share for today, and which will conclude our discussion in this blessed month of Ramadan, in this series of special discourses, is on the importance of the month of Ramadan and on Laylatul Qadr. And we read the following in the tradition. The Messenger of Allah, prayers of Allah be upon him and his family, is reported to have said, "The month of Ramadan is the master of all months, and the night of Qadr, the night of grandeur, power, majesty, decree, is the master of all of the nights." In this tradition, Rasulullah shows us that out of the 12 months in the Muslim calendar, Ramadan is the master, is the Sayyid of all of those months. And so as a community, traditionally, for the last 14 centuries, we have given importance, obviously not to only the fasting, which is an obligation in this month, but the recitation of Quran, the supplications, and getting closer spiritually to our Creator and reconnecting with our Creator. But as we mentioned in the beginning of this discussion, that within the month of Ramadan is a special night, or special nights rather, called the Layali al-Qadr, the nights of power or grandeur or majesty. And it is on these nights that the believers really change their entire routine. Many people will take off of work. Children who are in school may not attend school that day because they're going to be busy in the nighttime of night of Qadr to engage in the reflection and supplications to Allah. And definitely as a community, as believers, we need to spend an extra few moments on these blessed nights to forget the worldly affairs, to leave our jobs, to leave anything of the world, and to focus on the connection to Allah. Because as the Quran itself tells us, that Laylatul Qadr khayrun min alf shahr. The month of Ramadan and the night of Qadr, which is in the month of Ramadan, is better than 1,000 months. And if you were to do the math and to see 1,000 months would be equal to almost 83 years, which is perhaps, you know, a lifetime for many people. And the worship on this one night is equal, basically, is not equal, rather, it is better than the worship of an entire life. And so for us to be able to make the best use of it, we need to prepare ourselves physically, we have to prepare ourselves spiritually, we have to prepare ourselves mentally to enter into the night and to make the best use of it, no matter how much time is in that night. You know, some people live in cities in the world where Laylatul Qadr might only be 3 or 4 hours, and others may be in locations which Laylatul Qadr might be 8, 10, 11 hours, for example, in certain parts of the globe. But whatever the case may be, it's not about the quantity of worship on these nights, it is the quality. It is, what are we reciting? Are we understanding what we are doing? Are we actually putting our heart into this act of worship? And so let us not look at Laylatul Qadr as a quantitative night, but rather a qualitative. Let us increase the quality of our worship, of our reflection, of our seeking knowledge of what is an obligation upon us. And if we are able to do so, then we will, inshallah, God willing, truly benefit from the month of Ramadan and from the nights of Qadr. We ask Allah to accept our fast in this blessed month, to forgive us our sins, to keep us on the path of Islam and the teachings of Muhammad and the family of Muhammad, and that we are able to develop a closer affinity and a bond to the Quran and the teachings of Islam and the leaders of the faith of Islam. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.